How can I save money? Have you ever been curious about the best ways to save money? Maybe you've looked through different YouTube channels that provide money-saving advice. By examining the different life trajectories of two people, Mr. X and Mr. Y, and analyzing the effects of financial decisions on their lives, this story seeks to highlight the importance of saving money. It's possible that your grandparents stress the value of saving, yet financial experts frequently support wise investments. Let's examine the life lessons of Mr. X and Mr. Y in order to determine the best course of action. Why would you want to save money? Let's start with a basic question: why save money? Before disclosing the magic recipe for earning, investing, and saving money. Introducing Mr. X, who started his work in a bank. At first, he worked hard to provide for his family, especially because of his father's serious sickness, which required large monthly costs. Taking care of several daily expenses, Mr. X did not save. Instead, he chose to meet his immediate needs. As time went on, Mr. X's issues got worse. His financial circumstances worsened when he took out loans to buy a car and a house, even after receiving raises and promotions. He was now spending a large percentage of his income on loan amies. Then came marriage and unfulfilled expectations when his wife started asking questions about their finances. At this point, Mr. X realized the prospects he had lost but could have had if he had saved money in spite of his expenses. Health problems emerged as he grew older, and work demands increased. Even though he considered quitting his work, he was discouraged by uncertainty. Mr. X, who was elderly and afflicted with health issues, regretted that he could have avoided these difficulties by making wise financial decisions earlier in life. You will not be respected in both your personal and professional life if you are not financially stable. You can now see why it's important to save money. Here comes Mr. Y, the colleague of Mr. X from their early professional days. Mr. Y began at the same bank and on the same wage bracket, but he took a different approach to money. He ensured a disciplined savings habit by routinely setting aside 20% of his monthly paycheck. He had accumulated a sizable sum by the time he was 36, which allowed him to buy a house, invest in real estate, and look into stock market and startup chances. Mr. Y was comfortable in terms of money and was physically and mentally healthy. Essentially, Mr. X and Mr. Y's different journeys highlight how crucial it is to save money. The story is a moving reminder that wise financial decisions may have a big impact on one's whole well-being and provide the groundwork for a more stable and contented existence. How can I save my salary money? Starting the process of saving money from your pay is a critical step in protecting your finances and promoting long-term investments. If your financial situation is similar to Mr. X's, where your expenses appear to be taking up the majority of your income, it is still necessary to prioritize saving. The key is to develop a systematic strategy that guarantees you set away money before using it for other expenses. The following actions are crucial for skillfully saving money from your pay. Budget creation. Start the process by carefully creating a detailed budget that lists all of your monthly income and expenses. Sort your expenditures in an organized manner to identify areas that need trimming. Priority of savings. Set aside a certain percentage, or fixed amount, of your pay for savings before using it for other responsibilities. For example, if your pay is 100 rupees, pledge to set aside 20 rupees as your starting savings. Set up auto savings. Alternatively, you can set up an automated transfer to your savings account on the day you get paid. This preventive measure makes sure that a set amount is saved before the temptation of frivolous spending becomes strong. Fostering emergency funds. Develop the mindset that saving money for emergencies should come first. This safety net protects you from unforeseen costs without putting your money at risk or forcing you to take out loans. Reduce superfluous expenses. Examine your spending habits closely and mark any areas that could use cutting back. Get rid of unnecessary spending to increase your savings. Monitoring spending. Keep a journal of your everyday spending to have a deeper insight of your spending patterns. This increased awareness gives you the ability to choose wisely where to cut expenses. Setting financial objectives. Establish short and long-term financial goals. These specific objectives act as anchors of motivation, encouraging you to regularly save and make wise financial decisions. Reducing impulsive acquisitions. Establish the habit of thinking things through before making non-essential purchases. Give yourself time to learn new skills. How to earn money online. There is various way to earn money online. The optimal online income generating strategy for you will rely on your abilities, hobbies, and available time. There are many different ways to make money online. Here are a few well-liked methods for earning money online. Working for yourself. Offer your services on freelance marketplaces such as Fiverr, Freelancer, and Upwork. Writing, graphic design, programming, and digital marketing are among the common freelancing employment. Online reviews and surveys. Take part in compensated online surveys or compose product evaluations for websites such as Amazon Mechanical Turk, Survey Junkie, and Swagbucks. Affiliate promotion. Advertise goods and get paid a commission for each purchase made using your link of referral. Numerous businesses provide affiliate programs, such as ClickBank and Amazon Associates. Online instruction. You can use websites like Chegg Tutors, Tutor.com, or VibeKid to offer tutoring services if you are an exceptional student in a certain subject. Online product sales. Open an online store using a platform such as Shopify, eBay, or Etsy. You can dropship goods, sell vintage goods, and make your own crafts. Content generation. Produce material for websites like YouTube, TikTok, or Instagram and get money from it. Donations, sponsorships, and ad revenue are all ways that you can make money. Online books and courses. Publish your knowledge by developing and offering e-books or online courses on sites such as Teachable, Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing, Udemy, or others. Stock images. If you're a skilled photographer, you may make money from your images by listing them on stock picture services like Getty Images, Adobe Stock, and Shutterstock. Online support. As a virtual assistant, assist companies and entrepreneurs with their administrative needs. These possibilities are listed on websites like Upwork and Virtual Assistant Jobs. Work from home. Many businesses provide options for remote work. You can find job advertisements for remote work by visiting websites such as FlexJobs, We Work Remotely, and Remote OK. Investing. Use internet platforms to make real estate, cryptocurrency, and stock investments. Remember that investing entails risk, so make wise choices. Website and blog monetization. Launch a website or blog and make money off of it using affiliate marketing, sponsored content, and advertising. One well-liked advertising network for bloggers is Google AdSense. Recall that generating money online frequently takes patience, persistence, and hard work. Avoid con artists, investigate a topic thoroughly before spending money, and concentrate on developing your abilities and reputation in the industry of your choice.